What are you deadly serious about? Deadly serious, because you can't be deadly serious about everything because you will burn yourself out. You will become exhausting to be around, and eventually you will completely lose perspective. But there are some things definitely deserve your full attention. Some things deserve your best thinking. Some things deserve your absolute complete presence. The trick, it's not becoming more intense. The trick is identifying what actually matters. And here's a spoiler alert. Those things that really matter, that actually matter, those are your meaningful few. Those are the handful of things that matter most across the six different areas of life. And those are, of course, family, community, well-being, your career, your finances, your personal development, and your peace of mind. Those are your meaningful few. The meaningful few, those are the things that matter. And then you look at those six areas and you figure out what those things are. Once you know what those things are, it's imperative that we treat them like they do matter. What got me thinking about this was a conversation I recently had with a manager at a financial services firm. His job is recruiting, developing, and leading new financial advisors. And that is deadly serious work. It's not because every interview, every person he interviews is life or death. It's not because every conversation has to feel like it's this super heavy thing, but because what's actually happening is incredibly important. He's talking with people who are considering changing their careers, making a big change. He's thinking about talking with people who are thinking about their futures, which of course is them, but it's also their spouses and their children, and it's their personal finances, and it is their identity, how they see themselves. So a bad decision by other party, it doesn't just cost someone a paycheck. It can cost literally years. It can put undue strain on a marriage. It can delay different dreams. It can certainly hurt the candidate. It hurt the candidate's family, and all of that stuff demands you take it seriously. And I realized that something, that the manager actually isn't just hiring people. He is helping people to determine whether the opportunity he's talking about is the right vehicle for the life that they really want. So he gets to ask, what do you actually want? What kind of life are you really trying to build? What matters most to you? And then the next question there is, can the career that I'm offering, can it help you to get there? So you can map this onto any different arena. That was just the conversation that I had. Can this career help you get to where you want to go? And that is a very meaningful thing. And the financial advisor himself, once he or she assumes that they take the role, they live in that same world because people think that a financial advisor is just talking about investments and financial stuff, but they're not. They're talking about the kids' education, retirement, security, freedom, purpose, widows, parents, business owners, dreams. See, money is simply the tool. People are the mission, and that is deadly serious work. Now, does that mean you need to be intense every waking moment of your life? Of course not. Of course not. You should laugh. You should play. You have fun. You should tell jokes. You should thoroughly enjoy your life as much as you possibly can. But when the moment calls for it, when it becomes time, you lock in. You give somebody your absolute undivided attention. You listen instead of just waiting for your turn to speak. You ask better questions. You think and consider before you answer. You prepare. You follow through. You treat the moment like it matters because it does. So here's the question. Where does your life demand that level of seriousness? And I encourage you to start with your meaningful few. Think about the things that matter most to you. And then walk through those six areas of life: family, community, your career, your finances, your well-being, your personal development, and your peace of mind. What are the most important thing in each of those areas? Just think of two things. And those become your meaningful few. Now, I encourage you to ask another question. Where would those things benefit from a little bit more seriousness? Maybe your marriage deserves more attention than it's getting. Maybe your kids, they deserve your full presence instead of half of it. Maybe your health deserves consistency instead of excuses. Maybe your work deserves a little bit more prep instead of just improvising everything. Maybe your clients deserve deeper empathy. Maybe your employees deserve clearer expectations. Maybe your parents deserve more phone calls. Deadly serious doesn't always mean working harder. Sometimes it means loving harder, listening harder, preparing harder, following through harder, being fully present. Then comes the next step. You got to embrace the bit. You got to take it like you mean it. If you tell your spouse they're your highest priority, start acting like it. If you say your kids matter the most, start acting like it. If you say your clients trust you with their futures, act like it. If you say your health matters, act like it. If you say your work has meaning, act like it. Your calendar, your attention, your effort, your preparation, your follow-through. These are the receipts. Words don't convince anyone. Actions do. You don't have to become serious about everything. Just become deadly serious about the things that deserve it. Because how you treat what matters most becomes the life that you build. Makes sense, right? It makes sense. So when you think about it, just to put a bow on this whole conversation, where in your life, what in your life are you treating as deadly serious? This is the most important thing that I'm doing. And I'm going to act like it. I'm going to treat it that way. I'm going to take it like I mean it because it deserves that full engagement. It deserves my entire effort, my entire being going into this. And yeah, we can't do that all the time because we will burn ourselves out. We will be exhausted and we will be exhausting. But we need to be able to flip that switch, to lock in. To do that, you have to know when and where to do that, to recognize when it's time, and then do it. Take it like you mean it. I think that the world would benefit from each of us doing a little bit more of that. Certainly your life will benefit from you doing a little bit more of it. And as always, what we're really talking about is doing our part by doing our best.